Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Ali in Parsha's Bahar. That's Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk Lamites. And the Pasuk tells us, V'chiyamach achicha imach, if your brother becomes poor with you, v'nim karlach, and he gets sold to you, loy savid by avodas aved, do not make him work like a slave. K'sachir k'tayshav yeh imach, he should be like a sachir or a tayshav, achnas ha'yovel yavad imach, he should work with you until the yovel year. V'yatsa imach, and then he should leave from you, hu banav imach, him and his sons with him, v'shavel mishpachtai, and he should go back to his family, v'achuzas avodas of Yashov, and to the chuza of his fathers he should go back. Why is this? Ki avodai heim, because they are my servants. Asher etzeisi yisam eretz Mitzrayim, that I took them out of land of Mitzrayim, lo yimachum keres aved, they should not be sold like a regular slave. Lo yisir debay befarech, do not subjugate him to backbreaking labor. V'yoresim leikecha, and you shall fear your God. Let's take a look at Rashi of your pasuk lamates. Do not subjugate this yid to avoidas aved. Avoidas shal genai, this is embarrassing or demeaning, degrading labor. Shehei nikar ba ke'eved, that he looks like a slave through this. Shlo yayel chel chachav, he shouldn't carry his master's clothes behind him, levei samerchas, to the bathhouse. V'lo yino loymin olav, he shouldn't have to put on his master's shoes. Next pasuk in Rashi, kisachir ketayshav, he should be like a schir or a tayshav. Avoidas karka, he works the land, umlechas umanos, some sort of craft. Kishar schir misnagbay, you should treat him like all other hired workers. Ashnas hayoivel, until yoivel. If Yovel encounters him and his work, Lefnei Sheishanim, before the 6 years is up, Hayovel Matsiyoi, Yovel takes him out of slavery. Pasuk Mem Aleph in Rashi, Hu Ban of Imai, him and his children with him. Amar Shimon, he asks, Imhu Nimkar, if he was sold, Ban of Mim Charon, who sold his children? Why exactly were his children sold? Elo, rather, Mikan Shurabe Mukhoi Mzain his Banov, we learn from here that his master has to feed his children. He was married, he had children, he got sold. His master not only has to feed him, but also his children. Velachuzas Avaisav, he goes back to the Achuz of his forefathers, El Kavaita Avaisav. This means to the honor and the dignity of his forefathers. Vein Lazal Bekach, and he's not to be demeaned or degraded by the fact that he was sold as a slave. Achuzas, the heritage of, what does that mean? Cheskas, the established position of, meaning the original position that he was at previously before he was sold. And why is this? So next pasuk in Rashi says, Ki avadai heim, because they're my slaves. Shtari kaidem, my contract, my shtar came first that said that we are slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're not slaves to our brethren. Lo yimachrim keres aved, he's not to be sold like a regular slave. What does that mean? Bahachraza, through announcing. What would they do? They would take a person who's going to be sold as a slave, walk him through the marketplace and announce loudly, Kan yeshev limkar, over here we have a sale for slave. V'lam yidenu al eved alekach, and don't stand him up on the selling block so everyone can take a look at him. That is very demeaning, and that is not the way we sell a Jewish slave. We're not allowed to subjugate him to backbreaking labor. What is that? That's malacha that has absolutely no purpose to it. In order just to afflict him. Don't tell him, warm this cup up for me, but you don't really need it. Or do something underneath the vine. Why don't you plow or hoe underneath the vine over there until I come. Perhaps you're going to say, then no one's going to be able to know whether or not you ask him to do something silly for you, if it's really for a need, if not, but I, the master, am telling him that's actually for a need. Once again, we see this theme coming up again and again in this parsha. This is given over to the heart. That's why it says, you have to fear Hashem. Hashem knows why you asked him to do it. And if you were just trying to make him a shogun and have him do something completely useless, Hashem knows that. Back to the Chumash Pasuk Mem Dalet, and we continue talking about slaves. Va'avdecha v'amascha asher yulecha, and the servant and maidservant that you're going to have, me'es ha'gayim asher s'vayseichem, from the gayim that are around you, mehem tiknu eved v'ama, from them you're allowed to purchase a slave or a maidservant. V'gam b'nei ha'teshavim ha'gayim imachem, and even from the teshavim that dwell among you, meaning the non-Jews that dwell in Eretz Yisrael among you, mehem tiknu, from them you are allowed to purchase, u'mishpachtem asher imachem, and from their family that's among you, asher ha'lidu ba'artzachem, that gave birth in your land, v'hayu lachem lachuz, they shall actually be for you for an achuza, for an heritage. You shall give them over as a nachla, as an inheritance to your children after you. You shall work with them forever. But your brothers, the Bnei Israel, ishbe achiv, one man to his brother, you shall not subjugate him to hard labor. Pasuk Mem Dalet in Rashi tells us, if you're going to say, if so, who am I supposed to use as a slave? My Jewish servants, I'm not allowed to rule over them completely. I'm not allowed to inherit any of the seven nations that live in Eretz Yisrael because we have to kill them. Because you've warned me, don't allow them to live. So who's going to serve me? So that's why the Torah says, from the nations, all the other nations, not the seven ones, any nation besides the seven nations are indigenous to Eretz Yisrael. So Hem Yulchal Avadim, from them they shall be your slaves. Asher Sibaisechem, that live around you. Again, not the nations that live in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Sheri Bahem Amarti, because about those I've told you, Loisachai, call Neshama, you're not allowed them to live. You have to kill them. Vigamani Ateshavim, says Rashi Pasuk Mem Hey, from among the people of the residents, Teshavim, Shabom Sibaisechem, they came from your surroundings, Lisa Nashim, to marry Kenani women, Ba'arzachem in your land, Vyaldu Lahem, and they had children. Haben Hoylech Acharav, the son goes after the father, Ve'ena B'chal Loisachaya, he's not included in the commandment that he's not allowed to live. Ella Tamutar Luknoise Ba'evin, you're allowed to buy him as a slave. Mehem Tiknu, Oisem Tiknu, you may purchase them. And again, you're not allowed to purchase a Jew or one of the seven nations as a slave. Veznachaltem Oisem Levenechem, you should give them over as a Nachal, as inheritance. Hachaziku Bohem, hold on to them Nachal as a possession. Letzerech B'nechem Achreichem, for your sons after you. V'loy Tachin Lefarish, it's not possible to explain this pasuk as Hanchilum V'nechem, to give them as inheritance over Shem Kain, because if so, Hayloi Lichtev, the pasuk should have said Veznachaltem Oisem Levenechem. Veznachaltem, Rashi says, K'moy V'hischazaktem, you shall strengthen yourselves, meaning you shall keep them in your possessions, so that your children can inherit them afterwards. And the pasuk had told us, Ish ba'achiv, a man with his brother, Lahavi Nasi ba'amav, this is to include a leader with his people, Umelch Misharsav, and a king with his servants, Shaloi Lirdis Befarech, not to subjugate them to hard labor. Anytime we have a Yid who's working for another Yid, for whatever reason, he always has to treat him kindly and make sure he doesn't subjugate him to work that's too difficult. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the last Ali in the Parsha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.